winning ways of the U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team.
Lloyd strikes and scores 2-0 U.S.
Team USA beat Colombia to advance to the quarterfinals and will meet China tomorrow. Not that you would know. Win or lose, women's soccer, like women's sports, are invisible in the United States. This is a very energetic dance piece that makes the point that there is no good reason why men's soccer should be the focus of global attention while women's competition is ignored. It's called Invisiball. No gender in these dancers dressed up like soccer players. There's no ball either. Israeli choreographer Nadine Bomer and producer Juan Michael Porter designed this fully immersive soccer game that fuses sports, dance, and comedy. Audience members are encouraged to cheer, to choose sides, and to eat hot dogs and drink beer. Nadine Bomer explains that she got a crash course in macho growing up in a very male-oriented society.
I'm from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And in Israel, soccer, it's a big male sport, huge. And my style is about exploring a male perspective in sport by females. I have female dancers in this piece. Of course, it's a performance and it's art perspective, but they are really feeling the game, really. So if they were women playing soccer, they will be really good.
And many of the gender distinctions that we understand most vividly are seen in sports. I mean, male football around the world gets enormous profile. Female soccer, not so much. In the United States, literally, the Women's World Cup team is playing Invisiball. If you're look at the if you're looking at the media, Juan, how does this dance make a point from your perspective as a man?
You know, being a dancer, coming from the dance background, anything that what do they say about Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers? She did everything he did in heels and backwards. Women, they are sweating, working hard, lifting themselves, doing just as much as we do while also having to look pretty. I think the nice thing with Invisiball is that they drop that and just give you the passion. When I watch the dancers, I forget they're women. And that's the main thing. I don't think of them as like, oh, they're so pretty. I think like, look at these guys kicking the crap out of each other and doing everything to win. So at the end, when I see them, you know, reveal that they're You meet them afterwards and they're women, it's like, wait, were you just on stage? Were you just doing that? I don't believe it. It kind of makes me realize that the women playing soccer in the World Cup are just as physical and just as awesome as any man out there.
Gender distinctions in Israel, of course, begin and end with the separation at Hakotel, the wall,
yeah,
where you've got the women praying over here and the men praying over here. And a lot of women have tried to challenge that. And, you know, there's certainly a sense it's not going to change.
No.
But in athletics, do you think those separations are a holdover from some ancient issue that has nothing to do with prowess and physical attributes?
Absolutely. You cannot go, you know, it's must stay this way. In Israel especially, you know, it's female. Even if it's a female game, main men that are religious, they won't go to see. So it's like really a problem talking about Israel. But for us as dancers, I think we enjoyed it so much to be like a man for a few months. And we're very happy to be able to do this sport. And I think we are doing it very well.
So when I'm watching this, do I keep score? Do I cheer?
Oh,
what do
yes.
I do? Explain.
Yeah, I like to have my audience work too with me. Like I'm a choreographer with them without them knowing, because they are the fans. They are sitting there. They are getting ribbons. They are cheering. So you need to pick your groove if it's red or yellow, and you need to cheer and strong.
So you got two teams, no ball.
No ball,
no
invisible.
Ball. And the audience has to imagine, just like the dancers have to imagine, but it doesn't take much imagination because your body's...
Exactly.
Right.
It's very clear.
And do you win? Do you have a particular shot that you'd like to, you know, show off and tell me about here, Juan?
Well, I don't want to get anything away. I won't say who wins, who loses. There are a lot of dimensions. There is one thing I like, though. There's this moment when there's an injury, and watching how they deal with the injury is hilarious. Look out for it. You'll know it.
Are you following the World Cup?
I'm not. But I heard that the women are...
Women won. With U.S.
Yeah,
women.
Yeah, yeah. Doing
Columbia.
Really well.
Yeah. About to play
Congratulations.
China.
Yeah. They'll win. USA team.
USA. I'm wearing American flag shoes today. So,
yeah.
Yes. You know, there's a lot of support for it here. I remember being a kid, it was Mia Hamm and only Mia Hamm. And now there are so many people who, when I walk down the subway, there are people reading about it, talking about it. And never in my lifetime did I think this would be possible. And working on this project with Nadine and doing all of this, we didn't time it. We didn't think about it this way, but it's come together as this sort of art, sports, cultural phenomenon to where when we are out promoting the show and the fans or people walking by meet them, they automatically make the connection of like, oh, yeah, the Women's Cup. I got to go catch that. Oh, yeah, this is so awesome. This is so great. So I guess the analysis that I have to make is that women's soccer is going to be taking over soon.
And you're going to be teleported back to that Mia Hamm moment in the quarterfinals where the U.S. is playing China.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be
huge.
It's going to be huge. Yeah. All right. So what do you think the chance is that Invisiball will help women's soccer, women's sports, and the idea of women being out front in sports, less invisible? What's the chance that it'll do that?
I think that it will do a lot, actually, because at the beginning, the audience don't really realize those are female dancers, and they really appreciate those male dancers, you know, showing the soccer in those artistic side of it. But at the end, when they reveal that, everybody's saying, okay, this is something women really can do, because I was sure those are men, and they did an amazing job. So that shows in another way that we are strong enough, we are competitive enough, and I think people should look more at female soccer. I think that's...
And gosh darn it, people like you. That's right. Is what they say on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Nadine Beaumaire, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And Juan Michael Porter II, thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.